When I say the word prairie, what comes to mind? An image of the Great Plains states with a sea of grass from horizon to horizon? Perhaps you think of rolling hills in Texas with thousands of buffalo grazing or moving on their annual migrations. There are many states we associate with the prairies, but it's a good bet that most people don't think of Louisiana when the word prairie is spoken. It's not surprising. Many of us have these Western images impressed on our minds thanks to movies and pictures and books, but the reality is that Louisiana does boast its own prairies, and among the most famous is the Avoyelles Prairie. Actually, this prairie is simply a flat geologic terrace that rises above the surrounding land by a few feet. The Avoyelles Prairie, named for a local Indian tribe and located in south-central Louisiana, dates back to at least the last ice age, the Pleistocene. Located near the mouth of the Red River, the terrace seems to have been a natural ridge, separating the Mississippi River from its southernmost western tributary. The alluvial soil of the entire region was brought south by the melting of the northern ice packs, and this relatively small terrace, built by that runoff, acted as something like a traffic island, with water flowing all around it. The incised land and stream bed surrounding the prairie offered the Red River opportunities to frequently change its course. One such change occurred between 500 and 1,000 years ago, when it made a big bow, pouring through the Moncla Gap and shooting to its mouth near Simsport. Today, the Red and the Atchafalaya Rivers are essentially the same stream, though this is through extensive work by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and a great deal of help from Mother Nature. When the first Spanish and French explorers arrived in what is now south-central Louisiana, they saw seas of grass and great herds of bison. Yes, bison once were plentiful in Louisiana, where this great prairie offered welcoming forage. Of course, the French did not have a clue what they were looking at when they saw these great beasts, so in their reports, they referred to them as bœuf, a French word for beef cattle. Though these were very large, brown, hairy, and exceptionally smelly cattle. The French interpretation of the word is why Louisiana is home to several bayous called Bayou Buff or Bayou Beth. The Avoyelles Prairie became very important to Native Americans in the region, particularly when flooding occurred. Indians occupied this tableland prior to 200 AD and were known to be there when the first European explorers discovered them. The Avoyelles Prairie was a place of note several times during Louisiana's history. In 1864, during the Red River Campaign, the Union Army passed through it during its advance into northern Louisiana and again on its retreat to the Atchafalaya. Many diaries of both Union and Confederate soldiers remarked on the beauty of the prairie and the friendliness of the people who lived on it, most of whom were of French heritage. Richard Taylor, the Confederate commander, remarked that the land was as flat as a billiard table and was one of the most beautiful places he had ever seen. He unsuccessfully attempted to halt the retreat of the Federals at the Battle of Mansoura. The prairie once again gained national attention during the Great Flood of 1927, as the Mississippi overflowed its banks and all of its lower tributaries and distributaries backed up and flooded as well. The Red River overflowed and surrounded the prairie. Most of the people in the region who were trapped in the low-lying areas either barely survived or were killed. Those who made it to the Avoyelles Prairie found that its few short feet of elevation often made the difference between life and death for those who gathered there. Today, the history of that small and beautiful Louisiana prairie is known to few but those who live on it. But now you know it and better understand that even in a sleepy, rural area, history matters.